Can't nobody do me like Jesus can. Amen. Can't nobody do it. I've searched all over. I looked high and low, but can't nobody do me like Jesus. Hallelujah. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Bless his name. I do thank God for being here today. My title today is Faith in Who He Is. Yes, faith in who he is. Amen. We had a good time on Friday night, and I felt like the Lord wanted me to continue in John chapter 3, and we'll be in chapter 3, chapter 4 for a little bit today. I'm just excited about the word of God, what God is doing for us, how he's leading, guiding, how he's providing, how he's strengthening his people. Amen. Amen. But God is still on the throne, and God is going to move. God is going to move, but God is yet moving. He's already moving. Yeah. Amen. 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 Push, Brittany was saying. Yes. You know, we used to say, pray until something happened. But you got to praise him also until something happened. Yes. You know, you got to praise the Lord. Praise him. You know, praise confuses the enemy. He don't know which angle to come once you start praising God. He look at you like, oh, you should be down. You should be upset. You should be confused. But when you start praising the Lord, he gets confused. He don't know which angle to come. So keep your praise. Amen. Keep your worship. Amen. Keep it. And keep on pushing until something happens. Keep on praising until something happens. Because something is going to happen. Amen. God ain't going to be sitting up there while you praising him down here in the fire. He ain't going to be sitting up there while you down here praising him in the flood. While you all alone. He ain't going to be sitting up there. He going to come and see about you. Amen. He going to answer your prayer. Amen. He going to come and strengthen you and gird you up. Amen. God is going to heal you. Oh, man, I tell you, God is just good. Sister, brothers, when Brittany was up here, you know, the Lord was using them. Lord used Brother Joe this morning, just touching a lot of things that I had prepared. You know, I'm just going to, God is waiting on us to move. You know, one of these three PowerPoints that I have, you know, a lot of times we think that we got to have the understanding first. Then we'll say, we can get the faith. We got it backwards. She said, we got it backwards. God wants you to have faith first. Then you're going to get your understanding. Amen. You got to have faith. God wants you to believe him for the very thing that's impossible for the world to understand. You know, we just don't have that understanding that he have. Amen. We don't have the knowledge and the wisdom that he have. Amen. But one thing that we do know about our God, that he's faithful to all his promises. If God telling you to praise him, praise him. Don't just come in church and praise him. Leave here praising him. Go home praising him. You know, that's your assignment. Just praise him all day long. You know, you, sister, you be walking with your cane and your walker, praising God, and all of a sudden you find yourself lifting up there walking. You be praising him. Praise him, and you don't realize that you're carrying your burden. Amen. You don't realize that you're carrying something that used to carry you. Amen. So praise God. Praise him. You know, David said, I will bless him at all times. And his praises shall continually be in my mouth. You know, not when you're feeling good. Not when things are going good. But you got to praise him so things can feel good. So things will go good. Amen. That's how you get out of it. That's how you get out of it. I preached it one time. The praise is the key. You know, you just try. She dared you this morning. You know, she dared. All you got to do is just try God. Try him. I mean, she put it on you. It's on you now. Try him. And watch and see don't he don't come through. He going to come through. Amen. So we thank the Lord for what he's doing, what he has done, what God's yet going to do. Amen. Thank God for Pastor this morning for being here. Thank God for all you saints. I'm just thankful and grateful, as the song said. I am so grateful for what God has done and what he's going to do.
How many grateful to God? Yes. Grateful, God. I mean, man, we come here on Wednesday. We had a good time. We come here Sunday. Brittany and Jack said, this house should be all the time. And that's the truth. Amen. We should come all the time like that. When we come in burdened, heavy laden, man, we got to realize that somebody ought to catch it and say, well, it's time for us to praise God. You know, because that spirit of heaviness, it can catch. Is that right, Pastor? But that same spirit of praise, it can catch too. You know, it can catch on fire. You know, burning with the Holy Ghost. You know, she said it was so good to it just filled her cup and it flew over to the next day. That's how God moves. Amen. That's how God want to move. Amen. Because he wants to fill your cup until it overflow. Amen. God wants you to overflow. He don't want you sitting up worried about your situation. Your situation belongs to him. Amen. But what you got belongs to him also is your praise. Your hallelujah belongs to him. Praise the Lord. We're in chapter 3 in the book of John. We're going to be in chapter 4 in the book of John. Do remember that we're going to be giving out school supplies August the 1st from 9 to 12 a.m. And we're going to try to, I got one barber. I'm trying to get another barber. I'm going to try to do some haircuts. You know, we're going to try to increase our giving, our outreach. You know, we're going to extend it just not just have school supplies. We're going to try to meet some other needs that the people may have. Amen. Because God got people everywhere that have need, but he got people everywhere too that got gifts. Amen. And so we want to try to touch with them also so they can come and help us bless the people. How many know it's a blessing to be a blessing? Yes, it is. Yes, always. He said it's better to give than to receive. Amen. So the more you give, the more you're going to have to give. Mm-hmm. You ain't going to have nothing running out. Because God knows you finna give it out. He's going to supply your needs so you can supply somebody else's need. Amen. Father, we want to thank you on this morning, Lord God, for what you already done. Lord, we believe that you have destroyed some yokes, Lord God. We believe, Father God, that you have opened up some doors. Lord, we believe that you have closed some doors, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for the praise, God, that your people have offered up this morning. Now, God, we ask that you take us a little further, Lord God, in the word, Lord. We ask, Father God, that you will lead and guide us, oh God. Instruct us, oh God. Fill our mouths, Lord God, this morning, Lord God. God, use me for the time that you allow to me, Father God, to preach, teach to your people, Lord God, that I may be a blessing unto them, Lord God. I thank you, Father, and I ask that your will be done, Lord God. Lord, look on those that are sick this morning, those that are going through in their body, Lord God. We have brothers and sisters in the Lord, God. Oh, God, that they are under the gun, Lord God. But, Lord God, we know, Father God, that you are the rescuer, Lord God. We believe, Father God, oh, God, that you're going to heal and deliver, God, and you're going to make them free, Father God. God, we pray for the children, God, that are going through, God. Caleb, Lord God, we pray for him this morning, God. We ask that you would touch his body, Lord God. We ask, Father God, that you would be, Father God, the vaccination, Lord God. You're the great physician. So we ask that you would heal this child. Heal, God, Callie, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch, Father God, Sister Harvey, Lord God. God, we ask that you would touch her heart, God. Touch her mind, Father God. Heal and deliver, Father. We pray, God, move up on your people, God. All those that are standing in the need of prayer. Sister Manetta, Pastor, God, in the name. Sister Selena, God. Sister Sharon, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that you would just move by your spirit, God. Sister Tina, Lord God. God, all those, Father God. Brother Joe, Lord God. We ask that you, God, we don't limit you, Father. Lord, we know that you can do it all, God. They brought all to you that were sick and diseased. And the Bible said you healed them all, God. So, Lord, we don't want to leave nobody out, Lord, because we believe that you are able, God, to do it, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. We don't want to limit God on what he can do. You know, some people feel like that they bringing too much to him at once. Let me bring this and let him do this first. You know, bring it all to him. You know, every person that you can think of that need need a healing, need God, bring them. And he said he will heal them all. That what he said? The Bible said he healed them all. All those that have faith and believe. Amen. So John 3, we're going to start the first verse. But to bring up the speed, we talked about. And we was in John 2 on Friday night. Talking about Jesus coming on the scene in his first miracle that he had performed. And how they believed, the Bible said they believed on him. You know, they believed because of what they saw. You know, and so many people believe on Jesus because what they see, which is good. That's not a bad thing. Amen. That's a good thing. You know, but it's going to come a time to where you ain't going to see nothing. You know, but you still got to have that faith in him. Amen. You got to believe that he is who he say he is. And Nicodemus was one of the people that was there. And he heard and he saw the miracles. Let's read it. He said, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou dost except God be with him. You know, he acknowledges that can't nobody do what Jesus is doing except God be with him. He saw the miracles that Jesus performed, how he turned the wine, the water into wine. Amen. You know, he witnessed these things and witnessed things that they never seen before. Amen. But Jesus, he didn't get off until he went, you know, he went straight to what his mission was. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He didn't get off into what Nicodemus was concerned about, these miracles. Amen. He said, I came to save people. Amen. I came to save your soul. You know, Nicodemus said unto him, Jesus said, verily, verily, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and the spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not, I said unto thee, you must be born again. He says, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and there heareth the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it come, whether it go. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? Jesus, Nicodemus thought it was impossible for somebody to be born again. Amen. And so he didn't fully understand what Jesus was talking about. Therefore, when you don't understand, you can't believe. Amen. You got to believe before you start understanding. So a lot of people think that if and when I get this understanding, then I'll believe him. That works in a lot of cases. But that ain't what God is looking for, amen? God is looking for some pure, unadulterated faith, amen? He's looking for you to believe him for the very words he's saying, not for the very miracles that he do. You know, he didn't come down here to tell nobody no lie. Verse 10 says, Jesus answered and said to him, art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? He was saying, Nicodemus, ain't you a teacher? You a teacher and you don't know these things? You know, what are you teaching? You know, if y'all don't know what I know, what you should know, what y'all teaching in church? What you teaching folk at home? Amen. They were teaching people how to be clean. You know, ceremonial, how to wash their cups, wash their bodies, wash their clothes. And then they were stuck in that old system. Amen. They had no idea what Jesus was talking about. This all Nicodemus knew and understand. He was relying on that old system. How many people out there still relying on the old system?
Amen. That old system don't work. God put in a new system. Amen. He sent forth his son to cleanse you. He sent forth his son to heal you. He sent forth his son to save you. Amen. That is the new system. Only believe in Jesus. That's the new system. Amen. That's the way you get what you want to get. Amen. That's how you be born again. So Jesus, man, he's so wise. He know how to, you know, do things. He can draw you in. You know, he really can teach you some things. He can teach you everything, not something. Jesus is so wise. He said he uses nature. He said the wind. Jesus used the wind to help Nicodemus to understand the new birth. He said the wind is invisible and you can't see it. Amen. You can't see the wind, but you can see the effects or the works of it. Amen. You can see the wind blowing the trees, the swaying, the grass and moving back and forth. You can see all of the debris out there just blowing, and it blows over it, and all of a sudden it blows over there. Jesus trying to tell them something, trying to tell us something. This is how the Holy Spirit is. This is how the Holy Ghost is. We don't know where it's coming down, but you just don't know how he's going to move. Amen. And when he's going to move, you just got to be ready to accept him. Amen. That's what he was telling me. They see all the effects. And it's the Holy Ghost. You know, you cannot see the Holy Spirit with your physical and your natural eyes, nor can you control him. You can see the person. Amen. You know, I can't see the Holy Ghost up on you like John saw the Holy Ghost, the dove come and sit up on Jesus. You know, but when I look at a person, I can see the effects. I can see whether the Holy Ghost is up on a person or not. Amen. You can see them change. Amen. You know, the effects is somebody's speech is going to change. Amen. Somebody's heart is going to be renewed. You know, they're going to start talking different. Amen. That's the effect of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Is all of a sudden you see a change in a person's life. Amen. Then you start seeing the effects of the Spirit on the outside. This is what Jesus was trying to tell Nicodemus. A person who is born again, born of the Spirit, begins to show some evidence of new life. Amen. When you were out there in the world, you had no signs of new life. I was just old Al, you know how to live that old life. Amen. But when you're born again, when the Spirit begins to move upon you, or rather begins to move inside of you, amen, you start developing something new. Amen. How many know when they got saved, they start developing something new? You know, you start to feel a little change. Amen. You know, some people experience a huge change at the moment. I still feel a little change because I couldn't let some things go. Amen. You know, I was driving down I would drive down the highway, and I felt like just coming from church on diet. You know, and after coming from church, I put in my rap music, my Eric B and Rock M and LL Cool J. And the Spirit got a hold of me and said, "You ain't supposed to be listening to that." And so I tried my best. I tried my best. Amen. But I was willing to do whatever God wanted me to do. He said, "You got to get rid of that stuff. It's going to always be in your soul." And so I let down the window. I'm driving, and I just started slinging them tapes on Highway 70. Said, "Lord, I'm trying my best." That wasn't good enough, Pastor. Amen. You know, that's a sign. That's an effect. Amen. This boy is trying. God said, "Yeah, my child trying his best to loose himself from them." But it's going to take more than just you. Amen. It's going to take a new life. Amen. And so when you start developing a new love for Jesus, you start slanging them tapes out the window. You start pulling them dresses on down. You know, you start pulling. Ain't too many women now are wearing knee highs and stockings no more. They out here bare legged. You know, all of that oil on her, flexing their muscles. You know, back in the day, them, what they call them, pantyhose, you couldn't see nothing through some of them. All you saw was just brown, you know.
So it helped. It kept the men in check. You know, but now, you know, women, you know, they taking stuff off. Amen. This wasn't part of this. So don't look at me crazy. This wasn't written down. Amen. You know, but people are taking stuff off, you know, now. They're getting a little bit more freer. Amen. But when you get born again, when you become a child of God, you develop some other things. Amen. You develop a love, a new love, a greater love for God. Amen. You desire to obey his word. You know, amen. You desire to be obedient. You know, even though, Lord, I'm having a hard time, but I desire what Paul was feeling. You know, the good that I would, I find not how to perform it, but it's there. Amen. The Holy Ghost will help you. You know, when you start developing a repentant heart. And so many people ain't got no repentant heart. They don't feel like they got to repent for nothing no more. They ain't got no conviction. Don't nothing move them but the world. The word don't move when they read the word. They don't, I mean, hey, come on. When you read the word, well, first, when you first got saved, when I first got saved, everything was just, I was a sergeant of the arms. But as my walk progressed, I became just a private. You know, I started acting like a private, getting hard-headed. You know, forgetting, you know, what I was taught. You know, not taking the word as serious, you know, like I first did. How many remember when they first got saved that if the preacher told you to fast 10 days, you're going to try to fast them 10 days. If the preacher told you to do this, you was going to try to do that. Amen. We was obedient. But now, you know, we ain't that obedient no more. God knows. He understands I'm human. Of course he knows. What don't he know? I tell people, yes, he know. He know you him. He made you. You know, he know what he made. He know you. When he made you, he gave you that will, and you just took that will and did what you will. Amen. And we got to stop doing what we will. And you got to start saying, Lord, not my will, but let thine will be done. It's your will. You know, I want to turn my will over to your will. Amen. And we want to keep our will and just do what we want to do. You know, men, you can't hardly tell them from women no more. I drive and I hit every parts of the county. And man, you know, you just see stuff. You know, I drive and I see women. Like I said, they don't have them nothing. So I say, Lord, I got to direct my eyes somewhere else. But then I drive and I see it. I don't know it's a man until I pass it up. You know, hair long and, you know, I mean, and they masculine, but the devil is deceiving people. You know, he don't come, Brittany, he don't come all of a sudden. Jesus, God comes all of a sudden, but this devil is sly. He slides in what he can slide in, amen. First he had a man letting his hair go long and plaits like women, and it gets so long down their butt. Then now, God forbid, got one of my, they bunned it up. You know, that would give me, they put it in a bun and you drive past. I thought that was a woman and it's a guy. You know, they got on the same attire as if they're dressing like women. Come on now. When you're born again, you get a conviction. Amen. You be asking God, Lord, help me with this stuff. Help me to take this off. You know, Lord told me when I first got saved. Now, I used to wear, didn't I, Pastor? I had jewelry. Rings on all my fingers but my thumbs. Come to church. I mean, I thought I was doing something. You know, I was dating this young lady named Tawana Fouché. Man, I made sure that I came clean, Brian. No starch. I always was starch. She didn't make me starch my clothes. I was always starting. But one night, my pastor was preaching. And she didn't preach on my jewelry. You know, we had talks about it. She ain't gonna look, you ain't gonna get by with nothing. with Pastor. With Pastor Davis. Just let y'all know which pastor you're talking about. She ain't gonna let you get by with nothing. But one night she was preaching. Man, I got so convicted. I went home. I took that stuff off and I didn't put it on no more. I started giving it away and I was selling it. To this day, I don't wear it. My wife said, man, I want you to have a herringbone. I said, what? I don't want to put that back on no more. You know, y'all might look at me like, what? No, I don't know, big old deal with that. That's my conviction. When God took me out of it, I mean, hey, look, I'm out of it. You know, and I didn't, you know, I'm thinking, well, I know it's no big deal, but I said, don't you go buy no jewelry. Guess what? The devil is something else. She found one in the house. Am I lying? She found one. And so the devil said, see, God don't mind. I said, devil, you a lie. I told him I was going to give it up. I took it off. I ain't putting it back on. I started giving stuff away. Amen. And to this day, I got watches. She bought me a watch. I said, man. She said, oh, Al, you got to put that watch on. You better put that watch on. So I wore it a couple of Sundays. I don't even think y'all know. But God is trying to tell us something. All right. You know, let your walk please God. Amen. Let your light shine for him. Not, you know, and for the people that you're trying to please God. When God saves you, when the Holy Ghost get inside of you, we were talking about today, God seals you with the Holy Ghost. Amen. He lets you know and he lets the world know that you belong to him. Amen. You are his. Amen. So when you start developing, when you get this new life, you start developing a conviction, you know, spiritual understanding start coming. Amen. But you got to be born again. You can't be born of the flesh or the will of the man. You got to be born by the Spirit. Amen. And this is what Jesus was trying to tell Nicodemus, that he didn't have no understanding of how to be born again. He said, can I go back in my mama's belly again? You know, how is that possible? But we got to understand Jesus, he could have explained it to him. You know, how many believe that Jesus could have made him go back in his mama's belly? He ain't get off into that, but I believe he can do it. Y'all might be looking like, Al, you crazy. See, that's against the this and that. But with God, all things are possible. Amen. But God ain't got to do that. Amen. He ain't got to do that to make himself known. Amen. But this man needed a miracle. How many people just need a miracle to know that he's God? You just got to know that God is God because of who he is. Amen. He's the creator. Amen. He's the deliverer. Amen. He's the healer. That's who he is. Amen. He ain't got to show you no miracle. Amen. And so when you get born again, you become a new creature. Amen. You belong to God. The things that you used to do, you don't do no more. Jesus said, you don't know this. You know, it was hard for him to understand. You know, it was very hard for Nicodemus to understand being born again. You know, verse 11 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, we speak that we know and testify that we have seen. And ye receive not our witness. Not just you, Nicodemus, you, your colleagues, the people that's following me for these fishes and loaves, the people that's following me because of the miracles. Y'all follow me because what I can give you. We talked about two types of faith Friday night. A consumer's faith and a covenant faith. You know, a consumer faith. That's what these people had. They were just following Jesus to try to consume everything that they can out of him. But what they really needed, you know, and we was all questioning, is that possible? Will God give people stuff that they want, you know, and not be a true follower? You know, I said, yeah. You know, because he said he reigns on the just. The unjust as well as the just. He let the sun rise up on them you know, the good and the evil. I mean, come on. That's just his character. You know, he will. He honors the faith. And pastor used to say all the time, people come here and get their healing, get their deliverance, and they go out here. Here we are still sitting in need. What's our problem? You know, I believe God is just that good. He will honor. He honors faith. There is no difference between the Jew nor the Greek. Amen. For the same Lord of all is rich unto all that what? Call upon him. But you got to call insincere. That's when you get your breakthrough. That's when you get your blessing. Amen. That's when your help comes, when you call insincere. He said, we speak that we know of and testify of what we've seen. And you don't receive our witness. He still don't believe what Jesus was telling him about being born again. He's still confused about it. They didn't believe their testimonies of their words. They didn't believe Jesus and what John has seen and saw. Amen. They just couldn't fathom, you know, that this is the Messiah. We got to be born again. You know, they think that they got to do things on their own to be saved. They got to implement something into it. Amen. You ain't got to implement nothing in it but faith. That's all you got to do is just got to have faith. So they didn't believe the testimony. How many people, how many of you all out there giving your testimonies about what Jesus did for you? You know, I'm giving my testimonies. I'm giving your testimonies because when I hear them, I take it to the street. Amen. Because I believe, you know, that he did it for you. I see the evidence. Amen. I see the change. Amen. I see the healing. Amen. I see you asking for something else because you got that already. You know, I see it, but they didn't believe it. You know, people don't believe when I said he came into my bedroom. You know, I was just asking God, Lord, I can't bear this thing. But this light came down. Where your wife was at? I said, she's in bed. You know, I'm trying to get to the gist of the matter. But they still trying to tell me that I ain't telling the truth. I said, a light came down. He called my name 3 times. And he said, Al, I know you in pain. I know your neck is hurting. I know your head is hurting. He said, but you didn't bear a cross. Follow me. That's all I remember is follow me. I won't put nothing on you more than put on you more than you can bear. And I said to this light, to Jesus, you know, I said, that's right, Lord. You did say that. And I started crawling around on the floor in the bedroom. And when I woke up the next morning, how many years that's been? It was before Kobe was born, and he almost 20. I woke up completely whole. Completely whole. Amen. I mean, I was suffering with migraines for years. Then on top of that, I got injured and got a pinched nerve. You know, the devil's trying to pile it on, but I yet believe God. Nothing stopped me from coming to church. I would come to church with a walker, you know. But you know what? I didn't stay on my walk alone, did a pass. She got me off the walker. I came with crutches. I didn't stay in the crutches long. I got off the crutch. What I'm trying to tell you, saints, when you born again, when you get saved, God will do for you. Amen. You know, God will give you a testimony. So what? The world don't believe it. Somebody out there going to believe your testimony. But you just got to keep telling what God has done for you. Amen. Sometimes you got to tell it enough so you can really believe it. Sometimes we forget. Sometimes we get so doubtful because, hey, I ain't told it in a while. Did that really happen? You know, yes, it happened. I ain't had to go to the doctor no more. To get no more all kind of medicine they put me on. And I was desperate. And I was taking old medicine. I got so desperate to where I didn't tell her because she'd get on me. I was mixing medicine. You know, maybe that'll work. But it didn't work. Until that night, Jesus came into my bedroom and made me free. Amen. Made me completely whole. Amen. See, don't worry about nobody if they don't believe your testimony. That's on them. That's their loss. Amen. Because they ain't going to understand you. They ain't going to understand this bright light. They ain't going to understand what you went through. You know, it's not for them to understand. Amen. It's for them to believe it. Amen. It's for you to believe. You got to believe. Jesus saying that He's not speaking about no theories and no opinions. He said, we speak that we know of. You know, you got to speak that you know of. You got to be sure of your salvation. Amen. You got to be ready to give an answer always. Amen. You always got to be ready to defend that gospel. Amen. Don't let nobody tell you it wasn't under God. Amen. Don't let nobody knock you off your faith, because the devil try to knock you off your faith and have you walking away wondering if it really happened. I'm telling you what I know. I'm like Jesus and John. I speak what I know. When God paid off our house, somebody in the family was saying, oh, no, you know daddy did that. You know he had some money. Yeah, he had some money. I didn't get in hardly none of it. He had some money, but he couldn't pay off that house note. Amen. Because he couldn't pay off a $10,000 truck note I had. You know, so if he can pay 10, he can't pay $47,000. My God, your God, he did that for me. Amen. That's my testimony and I stand on. Matter of fact, I wish I can find that. And no, I brought the last bill here, didn't I? Well, you were here. I don't know about them. I know Pastor because he was preaching. I brought the last final bill here. You know, I got the evidence, but folks still some kind of way don't believe that it was God. What is it about man? You know, I'm like, what is man that thou art mindful of him, that he come down and say, what is wrong with man that we can't believe, amen, the God, the creator? Yeah, we believe God created the heavens and the earth, but you can't believe he can save your soul? You can't believe he wanted to come and live inside of you? He's got to be living inside of me. Because if he wasn't living inside of me, I'd still be in the street. I'd still be old Al. You know, I won't be that new creature. Amen. He's got to be living inside of you because your life has changed. Your speech has changed. Amen. Your walk has changed. Amen. Amen. You praise God. You worship him now. Amen. There's got to be a change in your life. Amen. So they didn't believe that testimony. And people ain't going to believe you. And Jesus was saying that what he was saying was hot off the presses. It was strictly straight from heaven, straight from God, the Father. Amen. I mean, it came right down. Amen. It came right down to him. John 12:49 says, for I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me commandment what I should say and what I should speak. Amen. So we got to believe that God spoke it to you. It was the Lord that said it. It was God that told me. John 3:13 said, no man has ascended up in heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man. What is he saying right here, Brother Al? Jesus saying that there is no human that went up to heaven to bring back a divine wisdom or knowledge from God. But Jesus himself is the only man that came down to bring us words of life. He's the only one come down. And we got to believe it. You must believe to be born again. It ain't no repentance, prayer. You just simply got to believe who God sent. You got to believe it that it was Jesus and all Jesus, nobody but Jesus. Amen. Well, Brother Al, at least they had somebody to look at. They had Jesus walking with them. Not all of them. They still had to walk by faith. They still, while they were walking with him, they still had to walk by faith. Amen. Jesus walking with you, but you still got to walk by faith and not by what you see. Amen. You can't walk by sight. Amen. You can't have the understanding and then get the faith. That ain't how this thing works. No, sir. No, ma'am. You can't have it. He said, I've seen the Father and I've seen his kingdom. This is what I'm testifying about. Jesus said, I've seen the streets of gold. I've seen the throne of God. I know about the new Jerusalem. I know about the new heaven and earth. I've seen and heard and testified about it. But you still don't believe. People still don't believe all this goodness that the preachers tell them. That the streets of gold up there. You're going to live forever. How is that possible? Well, God, all things are possible. So don't be waiting for no miracles. Nicodemus, he was waiting for a miracle. He needed a miracle to believe. Amen. At that moment, he did. Let's go to John chapter 4. So you don't need no miracle. All you need is faith. Faith moves mountains, right? Miracles don't. Amen. You got to have faith to move the mountain. When there, let's talk about this Samaritan woman. She's just the opposite of Nicodemus. Some say she was just like Nicodemus. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. Then come he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. Then cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, "Give me to drink." For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, "How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which I am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans." Jesus answered and said unto her, "If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that said to thee, 'Give me to drink,' thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water." The woman said unto him, "Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle?" Jesus answered and said unto her, "Whosoever drink of this water shall thirst again." Just think about what the dialogue is they have in here. "But whosoever drink of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." Then the woman said unto him, "Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to drink." Here it is. This woman, they say she struggled. You know, she was struggling, you know, with something. I believe that she was struggling with something. The woman said unto him, "Give me this water to drink." And there's three points I want to bring out. One is ready and willing faith. This woman, you know, she talking to Jesus at this well. Can you imagine somebody telling you that you drink of this water that you see, natural water that you see, you're going to thirst again? Yes, we're going to thirst again, but I'm going to put something inside of you. You know, she didn't even go off into the logistics of it like Nicodemus did. Well, how are you going to do that? You know, how is that possible? She didn't need a miracle. She didn't need a sign. Amen. She just needed a word. That what this woman was waiting on. She was waiting on a word. The Samaritan woman, she didn't get bogged down with all these, you know, if, ands, and buts, and how you're going to do it. She wasn't concerned like Nicodemus and how you're going to do it and where it's going to come from, or is this possible. She had a ready and willing faith. Amen. She was ready and willing to obey God's word. How many are ready to and willing to obey what God say do? Amen. You got to be ready right now. You got to get yourself in position and be willing. When God say do something, you got to be ready to act upon it. When God say speak, you got to rise up real quickly and speak, because if you don't, you're going to miss out. Amen. She was ready and willing to obey his word. She was ready to do whatever Jesus told her to do to get what she needed. How many ready to do whatever God tell you to do? How many ready to do, ready, not just ready, and willing to do whatever God tell you to do to get what you need? Well, Brittany should be pumping nobody up here. Amen. She should be saying, come on, y'all, stand on y'all feet. When we in the praise, you should just automatically get on up. Some of y'all need to start taking some steps. You know, if you're on a crutch or a cane, just start stepping. Start moving. We ain't going to walk it out, Jackie, but we're going to step. We're going to step because God ordered our steps. Amen. God guides our feet. Amen. So if you really, really ready and willing to do it, start acting up on God's word. Amen. That ain't none of Brittany. She ain't trying to find nothing to say. I ain't trying to find nothing to say. That's God. I mean, look, spontaneous as that. Start trying. Activate your faith. Start moving. Start getting up. You know, when the water is troubled. Ain't no water here. By faith. When the preacher say, step in the water, I step in the water. By faith. When somebody getting up prophesying about what we ought to do, I'll be over. If it say something, I'll be over speaking it. If it say do something, y'all better watch because I step out there. I mean, I'm stepping out on faith, on the word. Amen. I'm looking for God to move. Not just for me. I'm looking for God to move for you. But you got to be ready and willing to act upon what God say do. You got to have some crazy faith in here. Amen. Look, we see you every Sunday. And if we don't see you, we've seen you before. So go on and get yourself loose for God. Not only for God, get yourself loose for yourself. Because God want to loose you. He want to let you go. Amen. He want to heal and deliver you. But you got to get loose. I ain't telling you what to do. Run around the church. But when God tell you to move, move. You know, she was ready to receive whatever this man at the well said. You know, you telling me that you're going to give me some water that's going to be in me forever? A well? How is that possible? How is this well going to get down in me? You know, she wasn't getting off into all of that stuff. She just was ready to believe. That's what the centurion said, amen. When he said, only speak a word, Lord. He said, and my servant might be healed. He said, if you speak the word, my servant shall be healed. Jesus told him, go on. Your servant is going to be healed. He didn't stand in us, well, Lord, you sure? I really need you to come because he really died. You know, he may not make it if you don't come. If you don't believe me, he ain't going to make it. Just do what I say. Amen. That's what Mary said. Just do what he say. Just do whatever he tell you to do. Amen. We just got to do what God telling us to do. When Jesus saw Peter and them fishing. Amen. He saw them fishing. And he said, have y'all caught anything? Peter said, no, Lord. We've been toiling all night. In other words, they've been working. I don't know if it was a river, a sea, or whatever it was. We fished everywhere in this place. And we can't catch nothing. And so they was about ready to pull up their nets. Amen. Anybody in here ready to pull up your nets? Anybody ready to quit? They about ready to quit because we ain't caught nothing all night. We worked this lake. We know what's in this lake. Ain't nothing nowhere. Maybe they gone somewhere, you know. We got those trackers now. We can look down in the water and see what's there. They didn't. And then they worked. Cast the net over there. Ain't nothing over there. Cast the net over here. Ain't nothing over there. Where you been casting your net? You've been casting your net all over. Amen. But Jesus said, cast to the right side. But Lord, we did this already. But at thy word. How many ready to obey at thy word? How many ready to do what God tell them to do? Amen. He said, but at thy word. I'm going to cast this net because you said it, Lord, because you told me to cast it out. And I know I've been out here all night. You know, I know God's people been working all night. They've been toiling, you know, all night. They've been struggling all day. Amen. But Jesus, God is telling you, don't pull your nets up. Hang on to your net because here's coming overflow. And when they cast them nets to the right side, boy, the Bible said that they pulled, the net got so heavy to where it was about ready to break. They had to call another boat to come and help them. What I'm trying to tell you, when you obey God's word, God got a blessing for you, an overflow, a breakthrough for you. Don't pull your nets up. Amen.
Stay out there. Don't walk away from your problem. Amen. Bring it, put it on the altar. God want to hear about it. Don't cast, don't take your nets up. He said, but at thy word, Lord God, I'm going to cast my net. Don't pull them up, y'all. Don't give in. Don't give up on God. You know, God wants you to obey his word. You know, because when you obey God's word, you get a pressed down, shaken together blessing. You get a Deuteronomy 28 blessing. Amen. You just got to believe God. Amen. And this woman, she was ready and willing to respond to whatever God tell her to do. How many are ready and willing to respond to what God is going to tell you to do? Amen. You got to be ready. You tell somebody, I'm willing and ready. Tell yourself, I'm willing and ready. Lord, I'm willing and I am ready to obey. Number two is, this woman had a deep spiritual need. You know, I believe that she was desperate. She was destitute. Yes, she needed some water. I believe that she came there to get her some water. That's why she had her pots, you know. But she had another agenda on her mind. And can't you see that she did? Because this is why the Bible said that Jesus said, I must need go to Samaria. You know, God must need, you know, to be here in Wentzville. He must need to be in the city. God must need to be in the county. Amen. He need to be there because somebody is going to need him. Amen. Matter of fact, everybody needed. But somebody in particular, you know, was looking for something. Only God knew that. Amen. Only God knew that she was looking for something. You know, and I believe she was in a desperate situation. God's people are in a desperate situation sometimes. And they get so desperate that they're willing to do anything. Like I said before, when I was desperate trying to get some peace of mind or healing, I was willing to take the medicine that them doctors was giving me. You know, I put them in my hand and, Lord, bless this medicine that I'm about to receive. Lord, I pray, God, that you will get in. I was praying all kind of stuff, you know. But then when I got through praying, I took the medicines. But they didn't work. They did not work. My head wasn't. It was like the devil was just doing what he wanted to do with me. That's how I felt. Every night, before I go to bed, I can just feel this pain finna come. It wasn't, I can tell it from a regular headache, from a migraine. And man, I would just get off to myself because I didn't want to disturb my family. And the moment I got up from them, they knew, man, I can just hear the sigh in the room. Oh, dad finna have another one of them headaches. And man, they were horrible. Amen. You know, God sees you. He knows you. And so I believe that this woman was desperate. And when you're desperate, you're willing to do just about anything for some relief. You're willing to do just about anything. You know, sometimes people do stuff just to be accepted. You know, they go off and start doing stuff they ain't got no been doing. But this woman was carrying a social stigma in her past. Amen. She was tired. Not just from carrying those water pots, but she was tired physically. She was tired spiritually because of all of this weight that she was carrying around. Amen. Carrying around these five men that she'd been sleeping with, and the one that she was with wasn't none of hers. You can't tell me that wasn't on her mind, you know. She had to have that on her mind, but she just felt like she just couldn't stop. You didn't know how to get out of it. Some of God's people are spiritually tired and carrying social stigmas, you know, concerned about what they did or what happened to them 5, 10, 20, 30 years ago. God's telling you to stop carrying that stuff. Amen. God's telling you to leave it at the well. Amen. Leave your pots. If you got something that's weighing you down, he's telling you, leave it, you know, put it down. Don't carry it no more. It belongs to him. Amen. He wants you to leave it at the altar. Paul said, brethren, I count myself not to apprehend, but this one thing that I do,
forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching forth for the things that are before me. So we cannot be reaching for nothing when we're carrying this load. Amen. You can't reach for the prize. Amen. You can't press toward that prize. Amen. When you got all of this stuff, baggage, that you know that you done, but God is able to deliver. Amen. You know, God, what they done to you. It ain't always what you did. But this woman knows she was in a bad place. But he said, I'm pressing, Paul says. I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God, which is in what is in Christ Jesus. He said, I'm pressing for the prize. You got to know what the prize is. We got to understand who the prize is. Amen. It ain't the car. It ain't the house. It ain't my miracle. Amen. It ain't a fat bank account. It's eternal life. I'm pressing toward the prize. That's the prize that we all should be pressing toward. Eternal life. Amen. Amen. Because that eternal life is in Jesus. It's in Christ Jesus. So leave those things behind you. Lay them aside. Lay aside every sin, every weight that easily besets you, and press toward the mark. Press toward that prize. Amen. Nothing is much greater than that eternal life. Amen. There is nothing down here. It's nothing worth your soul. Nothing is greater than eternal life. You know, nothing is better than being in the presence of God forever. Amen. You know, I don't know what that's like, but I'm pressing toward it. Amen. I don't know what living in his kingdom forever is like, but I'm pressing toward that mark. Amen. Living forever without having a worry, without being sick. Amen. I don't know what that's like, but I'm pressing toward that prize. I'm pressing toward that mark. Amen. And it's in Christ Jesus, not in the envelope. I ain't pressing toward the envelope that's going to be handed to me. Amen. But I'm pressing toward a new life. Amen. The prize that gives me eternal life. Amen. I believe she was spiritually tired from her circumstances. Don't you know that you can get so wore out spiritually? Life will just drain you naturally so and spiritually so. It'll have you not moving, have you parked on the couch all the time, have you stretched out in the bed, you know. Lord, help me. Sitting on the couch, well, I don't know what I'm going to do. I know what you need to do. You need to get up and start blessing the Lord at all times. You better start pressing toward the mark, amen. We got to start pressing toward that prize, amen. Laying in the bed, worrying about it, ain't going to help you. Sitting on that couch 7 days a week when you come home, it ain't going to help you. I tell you what will help you. If you get in the Word of God and just start reading. Just start reading the Word of God. You're going to run across something that's going to lift you up. Amen. You're going to run across something that's going to strengthen you. You're going to run across something that's going to say, you know what? I got to get up from here. Amen. God don't see about you, but you got to press toward that prize. Amen. You got to be willing and ready. Amen. You got to be ready to do what God tell you to do. Don't let the devil push you down. Even she didn't fully comprehend, you know, what was going to happen. This woman still believed. Amen. She still had faith. She said, I'm ready for what God has for me. You know, I don't know if the, you know, what he going to do. But all I know is I'm hungry and I'm thirsty. Amen. She knew that she had a physical a thirsting, but I believe this woman had a spiritual hunger and thirsting. And we know that the Bible tells us that they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. This woman wanted to get something right with God. Amen. She wanted this monkey off her back. Amen. Anybody got a monkey on their back? Huh? Get hungry and get thirsting for God. Amen. He'll knock that monkey off your back. Amen. He'll kick that monkey right off your back. Amen. Amen. So God said, for I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. This is Isaiah 44:3. When you get hungry and you get thirsty, God would know He know if you're really hungry. And when you're hungry and thirsty, he said, I will pour water up on him that is thirsty. And the floods up on the dry ground. Anybody dry, we know that the Bible says the enemy walks up and down in dry places. But if you dry, God, he finna pour out on you. He finna open the windows of heaven up on you. Amen. He's going to give you water. He's going to give you that latter rain, amen, that's going to bring forth the fruit, amen. He said, I'm going to give them water, those that are thirsting after me. I will pour my spirit up on thy seed and thy blessings upon thy offspring. They that hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled, amen. And who the Son make free is free indeed. You just got to be hungry, dogmatic for God, amen. Ready to eat what he put before you. Amen. And the thirsting is going to be filled. God going to open up the windows of heaven and pour out on you a blessing that you have no room to receive it. Amen. He promised to give you if you're thirsting after righteousness. Amen. I'm going to feel it. Amen. God going to feel the righteousness of his people. Yes, he is. And they that hunger, he said, and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. Only they that are hungry and thirsty. Amen. You know, you might be a little hungry, but stay a little hungry. Let it get you to a place in your life to where you just famished. You know, feel like I'm so hungry I can't make it to the door. Lord, I'm so thirsty, Lord, I'm parched. Lord God, I can't hardly make it. I need a word from heaven. Amen. I need a word to sustain me. God got a word to sustain you, but you got to be willing and ready. Amen. And the third thing I want to leave with you is what we talked about earlier. Faith before understanding. You got to have faith before you can understand. Amen. You know, so many people are wanting to get the understanding before they get the faith. Before they believe. You got to have faith before you understand what God is trying to tell you. You can't have the understanding and then say, I'm going to get the faith. That's not faith. Because once you get the understanding, you ain't going to rely on no faith. You ain't going to look for no faith. You're going to look in your own understanding. The Bible tells us, don't lean to our own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways. Amen. Don't lean to your own understanding. See, when you get that understanding, you ain't gonna want to have nothing to do with faith. Because I got it. You know, how many know that they ain't got it? What you got is what you need to give to Jesus. You know, what you got is brokenness. What you got is headaches. Amen. What you got is misdirection. You need to give it all to Jesus. Amen. Not your understanding, because you're still broken. You're still misunderstood. We're still going through. So turn that thing around and have faith first. Amen. You got to have faith. You got to believe in him. She wasn't looking for no miracle. Amen. That's the difference between the two. He needed a miracle to believe. Amen. She didn't have no miracle to believe. She just went basically pure on his word, on what he said. How many just standing on the word of God? Lord, I may not see no miracle right now, but I believe that you're going to bring me through. I may not have no miracle right now, but I know, God, that you're going to keep me. Because you said it, Lord. You promised me in your word. And all your promises, you said, Lord, they are yea, and in them are amen. That's what you said. That's what God want to hear. Amen. God want to hear you standing on his promises, on what he said, not what you think, not what you believe right now. Paul says, he said, but we glory in our tribulations also. We glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulations, amen, they work patience. And patience, experience. And experience, hope. Man, you got to have some experience out here. You know, you're going to go through. Glory in your tribulations. When you're going through, that's the time to glory. I don't understand why I'm glorying. You know, people look at you like you're crazy. The doctor just gave you a bad report and you talking about what God going to do? I glory in my tribulation. You know, I just got a disconnection. I just got an eviction notice. Glory in your tribulations. I was up the street from Gwen House the other day. Pulled up, turned off the water. And lady said, you turn the water off over there? I said, yes, ma'am. I said, you need time to pay? She said, yes. And so I gave her time to pay. She said, but you know what? I got evicted. And right then and there, I began to unbraid this woman of her sorrow, what she can't do. You know, I said, ma'am, mother, she's an old lady. I said, don't you worry about your stuff. She said, yeah, they kept all my stuff. I said, she said, but look what God did. He put me in this house. I said, well, praise God. And I said, God going to bless you. He going to open up. He going to open up a door for you. I just began to bless her, encourage her, give her some hope. Amen. And a lot of people out there, they don't have no hope. So God's sending you somewhere to give somebody some hope. Amen. Amen. But this woman had faith. She wasn't leaning on her own understanding. She believed the word of God. She said, son, I believe it. I believe God is going to do it. She said, I'm not going to worry about that. I said, God's going to open up a door for it. In fact, I believe God's going to let you get your stuff out of there. But I had to tell her some other things. But you got the glory in your tribulation. Don't let the devil get you down. Amen. And then once you start glorying in your tribulations, that tribulation is going to work that patience in you. You're going to learn how to wait on God. You're going to learn how to trust in God. Amen. You're going to know how it ain't going to bother you as much as it used to. Why? Because you're going to have that experience now. You're going to have that understanding because faith comes first. And then you get that understanding. I know, I don't know what God is doing, but I know he's working on my for my good. I know he's working on my behalf. I don't understand right now what I'm going through. You know, I can't explain it to you. All I know is I'm going through. But I know God is working for my good. How many know God is working for your good? He's working it out for you already. Paul says we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is now hope. He said, why do he hope for it? He said, but if we hope for what we see not, amen. You got to hope for what you don't see, amen. You can't see it first and then hope for it. That ain't how it works, amen. Then with patience do we wait for it. You got to have patience and wait for what you're hoping for. Amen. You got to believe God. Amen. You got to see that God is moving for you. Amen. Hope deferred make a heart sick. He said, why are you hoping? He said, with patience, wait for it. And we know that faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of the things that you don't see. And so this woman, she was so happy to meet God, and he told her everything about her life. This woman left the water parts, forgot all about the natural water. She went and started evangelizing her community. I believe this was the first evangelist in the Bible. She was the first one to go and tell about this man named Jesus. Look, y'all got to come and hear him for yourself. Amen. He told me everything that I ever did. Amen. You got to come and see him. And the Bible says that the whole town came and they believed because of what she said. Amen. They didn't have a miracle. Amen. But they believed because of what she told them. Somebody going to believe because of what you tell them. Amen. You just got to get out there and know that God is working this thing out for you. Even if it ain't worked out already, you got to know that it's already worked out. And you got to get out there and believe and start testifying like ain't nothing going on in your life. Amen. And so they believed because of her word. And when they got to him, amen, the Bible says not only because of their word or her word, they believed him when they heard him for themselves. Amen. Some people got to hear him for himself, but they're going to need you. Amen. To usher them to Jesus. They're going to need you to usher them to the church. Amen. They're going to need you. And they're going to believe for themselves. So faith without works is dead. That was the difference between Nicodemus and this Samaritan woman. One needed a miracle to believe. But one was just willing, ready to believe whatever he say. Just like his mother said, whatsoever he tell you to do, just do it. When God tell you to do something, find yourself doing it. Amen. Find yourself on the move. When he tell you to be still, be still. But God tell you to do something, rise up and do it. Don't try to get it right. Just whatever's in you, let it come out. Amen. We'll understand. We'll receive it. Amen. So she believed Jesus for who he was, not what he can do for her. Amen. She didn't ask him for no sign. She just asked him, Lord, just give it to me. How many of the rich ask God, Lord, I don't need no sign. Just give it to me. You know, give me what I need. You know what I need. You know, you brought me here in the first place. You allowed me to be in this place in the first place. Amen. She didn't need no signs, wonders, and miracles, even though we're going to have those. But this woman just stretched out on faith. Yes, I'm sleeping with George, Jimmy, John, Billy, Freddie, Michael. You know, I'm sleeping with all of them. But here I am. I ain't come to you like Nicodemus in the night. He was afraid. He had to come by night. He didn't know what the people was going to think of him or what they going to say about him. Amen. So I got to get to him and ask him these questions in the secret. But this woman, with all her cares and all her problems, I don't care who see me. I don't care what they hear. I need help. How many need some help today? Don't you worry about who's around you. You need help, you just got to ask for it. You just got to say, Lord, give me this water. Give me what I need. Amen. She didn't mind. You know, that was faith. She was stretching out on pure faith. It's time for us to stretch out on pure faith. Amen. Lord, whatever you're going to do in this season, the song say, don't do it without me. I want to be a part of it. And I believe it, Lord God. You know, I believe. How many believe God for who he is? I believe because for saving me. That's why I believe God. You know, and his disciples walk with him. Y'all know it. Walk with him for years. And they didn't believe still. He would always ask them, are you yet without understanding? Are you yet without faith? You know? But they had a turning point we talked about on Friday. The Bible said that they believe when they remember the word about his resurrection. That he said he was going to fall, die for 3 days, and rise up again. And when that happened, that's when they really start believing. That's when the power hit them. Amen. That's when the Holy Ghost came and they got so bold where they was winning thousands up on thousands of souls. Amen. That's what it's all about. Jesus came down here looking for souls. He sent his disciples out there to look for souls. Amen. He sent them out there to heal, deliver, cast out devils too. But God want to see your soul saved. You can get the devil cast out of you and still go to hell. Amen. Oh, yes, you can. You can get your miracle and you still can go to hell. Believe him for who he say he is. I am the bread of life. Amen. I came down from heaven, he says. Take heed of my body. If you eat of my body, you shall live forever. Amen. Do you love him today? Do you serve him because of who he is or because of what he done for you? You can say both. But I love him because he first loved me. Because he saved my soul. He could have left me out there. He could have passed by me, but he stopped by one night and said, I must need to go into this club. You know, I got to go in where all of the drunkards at. Folk half dressed. They cussing, but I got to go in there. Somebody in there that I love, that somebody in there that needs me. I needed him. I was sitting there and wanted to be a part of. I told y'all this before. I had orange juice with no gin, acting like I was part of the crowd. Knew I was out of place, but I just had to go. Wanted to go. Well, one night, He came in there and told me to go home and get out and rescued me. I don't know where you was at when he came for you. But he was on the well waiting for this woman. And I'm saying he was on my well waiting for me. Amen. Love him. Serve him for who he is. Amen. It's all right to love and serve him for what he does. But get to know him. Get to know who Jesus is. Then the miracles and signs come. They're going to come. They will come. Because you're going to love him even the more. God bless you this morning. Love Jesus for who he is and not what he can do for you only. Amen. Have faith in him. Have faith in who Jesus is. God bless you. Anybody need prayer this morning? Amen. Anybody want to stand in prayer? Stand in the gap for somebody you love. Somebody you know. Anybody need to be saved? We know we all saved here. If anybody out there that's listening that need to be saved, you want Jesus to come to your will. When Jesus comes to your will, all you got to do is confess him. Confess him with your mouth. Believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. And the Bible says, you shall be saved. All this other stuff, yes, you got to repent. But you got to confess him before men to be saved. You got to believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. And you truly got to have it in your heart to be saved. Because when you truly have it in your heart, you're going to turn and repent. You're going to go a whole different direction. God bless you this morning. Stand and dismiss. I thank him this morning. Give God some glory this morning. I thank him. I praise him for who he is in my life. He's my God. He's my protector. He's my keeper. He's my salvation. Amen. He's my everything. God is my everything, and I know he's your everything too. Amen. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, for the signs, wonders, and miracles that you have shown us. But, Lord God, Lord, when you called us, Father God, we came on a word, Lord God. When you said come, Lord God, we came, Lord God. We didn't have to see anything, but God, we saw, God, but yet we still was out there in the world. But Lord, one day, Father God, you came, God, down, God, and you said, come, all ye that are burdened, heavy laden, I will give you rest. And we came, Lord. And we thank you, Lord God, that we came because, God, we love you because of who you are, because of, oh, God, how you loved us, oh, Father. And we thank and praise you, Father, for keeping us, Lord. Now, God, I ask that you watch over us, Lord, as we depart from this place and from one another, but never, ever, God, from your presence. Keep watch over us, Father God. Lead and guide us, Lord, throughout this week, Lord God. God, use us, Father. Use our mouths, oh God. Use our tongues, Lord God. God, use our life, Father, in Jesus' name, till we meet again. Amen.